This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Oh my gosh, no.
Do it.
Are we ready for this?
I am ready for this.
There
Bring it
go.
On.
We're into the talk radio review, an overview of the hot hits in talk radio. The charts are every week. The premiere of them is on this program. First time they're heard, and the information comes from Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. I'm Doug Steffen with my other DJV players, Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, to comment on the top 10 stories as presented by Talkers. You can go to talkers.com and find the list, or djvshow.com for the list of the top 10 stories, top 10 people. We go through the list and come up with things that are hopefully new to you when it comes to some or maybe all of these stories. There are so many different ways that you can attack or approach the conversation. We try to come up with unique ways. I don't have to prompt these ladies. They're very good at doing that. And we started with the Christmas music because for the first time this week, Christmas music was it down? It was Greenville, North Carolina, I think, wasn't it, ladies? Remember, I said we're on a station down there, and I remember saying that the station is in Greenville. I'm not mistaken.
So they flipped to Christmas music October 1st. They went to Christmas right away.
Right. Yes, right, exactly. And there are a lot of things around. I noticed that there already are radio programs focused on Christmas, the inside story behind the Christmas songs.
I think
the legendary songwriters.
Nice to focus on, don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
What, Christmas?
Yeah.
I mean, does it wear out before we actually get to Christmas? No.
No.
Not in the time of a pandemic, right? I mean, last Christmas was pretty much canceled for a lot of people.
Yeah.
And so, you know, maybe this Christmas, who knows? Delta seems to be peaking in a lot of places. It's still raging in others. So who knows what's going to happen? You know, are we going to have a Thanksgiving dinner around the table this year? Because our family didn't last year. We don't know yet. It's still a wait and see with this stupid virus.
I'm invited to California. I don't usually go anywhere for Thanksgiving because it's usually a nightmare, but because my son and his wife are having a baby that week, I think I will go. Everybody will be masked up, and that's good. I think it's all good under the circumstances, according to most people. Well, there are some who, depending on their point of view, say it's not all good. I don't want to be told I have to have a vaccine. That's the number one story this week on the talkers list of the top 10. A discussion of vaccines, what works, what doesn't, the boosters, yes or no, wear a mask, do I have to, all the mandates, the politics involved in it has become a nightmare, a circus, actually, because of the misinformation, wrong information. It just has become, it's a nightmare. And I don't know if it's this bad everywhere. I guess I wasn't, you know, in terms of the political, I'm going to take them, I'm not going to take them.
Have you seen Australia? I'm surprised people aren't talking about Australia more than they are.
We'll talk about it.
People in Australia are locked into their homes by the government. Mm-hmm. The police are enforcing them to stay inside their homes. The government is delivering their food and essentials to their doorstep.
Jeez. That's an overstep.
And it's ridiculous.
My God.
You think?
That's
an overstep.
Yeah.
That's tyranny is what it is. I mean, that is tyrannical. When you won't let people leave their homes.
Well, that's what they did in China. They
right.
did that in
Nobody's
China when it first started, boarded
that.
Up everybody's home and said, you can't come out. And they put food through the windows once a day. That was what they did in China when this all started. So, hello. Welcome to the
I mean, other countries, you know, earlier this week on DJV, we talked about Ireland became the number one country to, you know, to be. If you need to be somewhere during Delta, Ireland was the place. And that was like the Bloomberg COVID response ranking or whatever.
Yeah.
I mean, Ireland had pretty strict, you know, lockdowns, too. They, you know, you were limited in where you could go unless it was, you know, some sort of an emergency or if it was your job. And they had certain shopping hours by age group. But it was organized. It wasn't tyrannical, but it was very organized. But there are still people, you know, they had a lot of people protesting, and essentially it wasn't really about vaccines or masks. It was just about the pubs being closed.
Yeah,
so
right.
That's where they really, you know,
that's
take the
hurts.
Pubs away from the Irish.
Yeah,
and
you lose.
You will see.
Like, you can't do what you
well, that's
do.
The point. It's affected everybody's life in almost every way. I saw that Shaq says that apparently Shaquille O'Neal said that the fellow who's the Brooklyn Nets star, is it Kyrie Irving, I believe, or Kyrie Irving, right, and other vaccine holdouts ought to be thinking about others and not themselves. I don't want to be around people like you. I don't want to be around anybody who doesn't think that it's important to be vaccinated. And there's
but
a lot of
see,
that, you see. That
I feel that,
they're
too,
explaining
though.
This, they're explaining this in such a, I mean, I don't know. If you listen to Bradley Beal, who came out this week, I don't know much about what Kyrie Irving's, like, his stance is. But I know he's loud, and I know people like to write him off sometimes. But, like, Bradley Beal came out. He doesn't normally talk, and he's like, I've had COVID. I recovered from COVID a couple months ago. Everybody who that I know on this team who still get it, who got the vaccine, is still able to get COVID. Why should I have to take the vaccine if I've already had it, if I've already had natural immunity? Why should I take the vaccine if it's not preventing the spread? He's asking some legitimate questions that if someone were smart, they would actually answer publicly to try to make him feel like there was a reason for him to move ahead or to move ahead with the vaccine. But no one's doing that. Instead, they just say, oh, he's an idiot and he's not going to be able to play. And nobody's addressing that real concern because nobody wants to talk about it. I think there's an opportunity here, but no one seems to be.
No, I agree. I think there needs to be a lot more of an outreach of education for sure.
Much.
Because it is because the vaccine does actually prevent the spread. And so you can still get it, and the unvaccinated people are the ones who are spreading this around. So, yeah, I mean, there's plenty of...
I would take issue with that. I mean, yes, unvaccinated people are spreading it, but so are vaccinated people. It wasn't an unvaccinated person that made Jay's husband sick. It was a vaccinated person. The vaccinated are still
Well, we also don't
it.
Know that. He was at a concert in
well,
sports.
There's the exception
yeah.
to the rule.
But the
rule
fact remains that people are carrying this.
He was at a Blake
sick.
Shelton show indoors yeah. with 20,000 people, so I don't know.
No, blame it on Blake. Okay, next item is, I'm going to go through from the top to the bottom this week instead of starting at the bottom and going to the top. Number two, the budget discussion. Apparently the Democrats, as we do this program, have delayed a vote on the infrastructure bill. There are all kinds of divisions in the party, never mind the difference between the Republicans and the Democrats. The Democrats have a huge divide here, so do we have a government shutdown?
Well, there's three things at play. The government's not going to shut down because, it didn't shut down. It was supposed to. It would have already been shut down had
yes.
it been. But they're doing a continuing resolution, as is now the thing, where they kick the can down
can.
The road.
Yep.
And they're going to have to take this up again in December. And I think it's really funny, all the fear-mongering, Janet Yellen coming out, the head of the Fed saying, we cannot default on our debt. Well, of course we can. We're not defaulting on our debt. Much of it has been funded. They use it to try to get people scared to say we can't have this government shutdown, turns popular opinion, and then people do something about it. So in any case, government's not shutting down for now, but there are also, this was a really critical week. There was supposed to be a vote on Monday for the infrastructure and reconciliation bills, and Nancy Pelosi is having trouble getting the votes together within her own party to get this passed. You've got
she
a couple of
started wearing senators. Her blue suit again, did you notice?
Well, on Thursday night, the Congress was not allowed to leave until, I think, like 11:45 or 12 p.m. or 12 a.m. when she finally sent them home. People were sitting in hallways. Everybody was waiting because, and what's really at play here is that you're not going to get Republican support for a bill that is so fiscally irresponsible. I mean, $3.5 trillion is just ridiculous. It's valued at probably $5 trillion. You've got the infrastructure bill at another $1.5 trillion. I mean, it's a lot of money and not a lot of ways to spend it, or to pay for it. And so, they're relying on the Democrats in the House and the progressive branch of the party. She can only lose five Democrats. And the entire squad in the progressive branch of the party saying they will not vote for it unless infrastructure is passed through the Senate. Now, Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema, both Democrats, say that they're not going to pass infrastructure or this huge reconciliation bill because they think that it's too much money, yes. overvalued, overpriced, and they're not going to do it. So there's a lot of moving parts to this story, and as of at least the time we do this show, there hasn't been any movement. So
number three is a focus on economic interests and problems. We'll get to that right after these words here on the weekly talk radio roundup with the folks from the DJV show. When you have your own business, you basically have to do everything, and that includes hiring. That's why there's Indeed, the all-in-one hiring platform that makes it easy to attract, screen, and interview candidates all in one place. With smart tools like Instant Match, you instantly get a list of quality candidates whose resumes fit your job description the minute you sponsor your job. Spend less time sifting through resumes and more time saying you're hired. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor. Ride confidently in the direction of your dreams. Unless it's a bad dream, then turn around.
Go the other way.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents basic policies starting at $79 a year. Progressive Motorcycle, for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy is not available in all states.
Halitrin.
You know, a lot of people, when they call us, they ask, you know, like, what makes this different than everything else that I've tried, that I've read about out there? And the big thing that I always say is, you know, it's clinically proven. You know, we've got studies that show that this not only helps you lose weight, but lose weight safely.
Yeah, this is something that's not just a flea bag, fly-by-night outfit. They've been around, and the reason they stay around is because it works. That in order for something to really do you any good, it's got to be natural. And so that's why Calitrin fits like a glove.
You have a huge special right now, summer sale. You don't want to miss it. Toploft.com.
Yep. Use the DJV code when you check out. You don't have to pay for shipping, among other things. So lots of great reasons to do it right now. So go to toploft.com while you're thinking about it. Right now. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin for giving us more to think about when it comes to weight loss and how to keep the weight off. All right, a couple of items here on our roundup focusing on the economy. Number one, Janet Yellen, she's the Treasury Secretary, supporting abolishing the debt ceiling because it is destructive. And I wonder how we
get.
You know
what's less destructive? Just spending whatever you want.
Yeah.
I understand her point, though, because she said if you set these limits and then you don't take into account, like, I mean, if you put these in stone and then the economy takes drastic shifts, then you're always up against that debt ceiling with no wiggle room. And then you've got to go all through this rigmarole and work.
But it needs to be made public. These discussions, if you don't have a debt ceiling, nobody talks about it, at least this way. There's a focus on what these clowns are doing
they're
spending
the
money. And
the sad thing is that no one, and I really mean no one, is intent on limiting the amount of debt that we have. Everybody wants to spend. Nobody knows how to pay for it. The only answer is taxes. And even the taxes that are going to completely transform us and make us more taxed than communist China.
Let
this sink in.
More than anything else.
Of course, the corporate tax that's being proposed to help pay for all of this junk is higher than the corporate tax in China. It's a, 40-something, I think, higher than the corporate tax in China.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, when you have that information, they want to kill the economy, right?
Yeah. Well, what does that do for them, though? Does that help them get elected?
Of course it does. They want to destroy fundamentally the country so they can rebuild it with more government involved. And that's, you know, government.
Yeah, but what does that get them? What does that get them? Is there always
more power and more government?
Yeah, lovely. Okay, speaking of more power, the loan servicing company Navient has announced that it will no longer service student loans. 6 million borrowers will be assigned to a new servicer. Who's going to decide that? Those of you who have, as part of your personal economy, student debt, Biden keeps talking about relieving student debt. So what is this company, what is getting out of?
They're getting away from any sort of accountability. They're just dumping these loans onto someone else, and it's horrible.
Lovely. 21 after the hour.
to stay at home. Public health concerns. The reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
All right, 23 at the hour now on the Talk Radio Roundup, a review of the hot hits in Talk Radio. And we have a component on the DJV program focusing on listener input via social media, Twitter, at DJV Show, along with Instagram, Facebook. And so Jay Kirshner is in charge of monitoring that. What questions and answers do we have here?
Well, one of the things we wanted to definitely ask is, what is the main news story that's taking up residence in your mind this week? Chris Meacham says the guy catching the alligator in the trash can.
Definitely.
Definitely a good one.
He was in Afghanistan. He was a veteran of service in Afghanistan. Did you see that?
Yeah, he used his military training to do
right.
that.
He captured the alligator. Good for him. All right, what else? Yeah.
Well, Lori Howerton says the fact that all the frontline hospital workers who were the big heroes last year are being kicked to the curb. The whole vaccination situation. Sydney Houghton, kind of along those same lines, the mass firing of unvaccinated employees at United Airlines.
Yeah. Does he work there? I think if I worked at United, that would be the biggest story for me. But United has made a huge mistake there, and they're going to regret it for a long time, I think. All right, anyway, what else? Who else is on the list?
Michael Selby is focused on the Afghanistan withdrawal debacle.
And it is a debacle. No questions. Number four this week on the story list at Talkers, by the way, on the countdown.
Yeah, and Stacey R.A. says, people actually thinking Rob Zombie's version of Halloween is not trash. That is what
a random
taking up residency for Stacey.
Very random, yeah.
Yeah. Well, there are a lot of these Halloween movies coming out this next week, and it is, I was watching a movie last week in the theater, these horrible previews of these god-awful monsters. It's just creepy.
What film were you seeing that those were the trailers? Because usually the previews kind of go along somewhat with the movie you're seeing.
It was one of the Halloween. I just closed my eyes. I can't handle it. It's just awful. Okay, what else?
Biden's proposal requiring banks turn over to the IRS bank account information for accounts holding more than $600. Some thoughts on that was... Billy Linnell says, I will literally pull my money out and go to prepaid debit cards for paying for things.
There you go, Brian.
So that sounds like a tax evader right there. Way to go. Put it on blast.
Put it on blast. Yeah. Noted. Mm-hmm. Big Brother
Smart.
Is watching. Lynn Charlene says, just nope, don't like that. Leave it alone. If it's not broke, don't fix it. Mm-hmm. And Helen Tarr says that this makes her enraged. $600? Well, seriously, why do banks, why do the IRS need to know about $600?
Yeah,
isn't that small peanuts compared to
anything over that is taxable? So that's the law.
Yeah,
so
but you're going to have to change it to $10,000. Can we change the law? Change the law. How hard can it be?
Do you know how many people they're going to have to hire to oversee this? Ugh.
Yeah, it is that's real overreach. Biden gets a big zero and an F on that one. Okay, next. Businesses and masks. What do we have here?
Yeah, there's been a lot of debate over businesses who are requiring masks, but we are seeing some things in the news about businesses who are strictly prohibiting masks. So we asked about that. Should that be permitted? Should businesses be allowed to say, no, you're not permitted to wear your mask? John Gilman says, owning a fitness club, I definitely am on the side of prohibiting masks. You can't breathe safely using masks, especially during cardio.
So, but what about, does he require that everybody get vaccinated? What happens in the gym where everybody's that close?
Right.
And, that would be my question.
Spitting aerosols out?
Yeah,
and it's one of those things. A lot of people are saying, "We'll take your business somewhere else." If it's a private company,
okay.
They should be able to choose what they want to do.
That is fair. What else you got?
And the government should stay out of it.
Yeah.
That's kind of the main thing. Businesses should make their choice, and if you don't want to
go
be one of their
else.
Consumers. Yeah, you have that right, but it should not fall for the government to decide. It's pretty much the main thing people are responding to.
Right. Take your business elsewhere. I saw Keegan. Was that Keegan Monty said that?
Keegan Monty, yeah.
Take your business elsewhere. Okay. So those are some of the comments. Very helpful on the DJV program, the overview of the hot hit.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com. What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses. Apply hot or cold therapy. And are all made in the U.S. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Congressional Democrats Thursday night called off a plan to pass a bipartisan infrastructure bill through the House after negotiations on the reconciliation bill stalled. The failure to pass the infrastructure bill and the failure to come to an agreement on what the reconciliation bill should cost are major sticking points. The two bills were not necessarily dead yet, as House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, the Democrat from California, continued to express optimism as she left the Capitol early Friday morning. President Biden on Thursday signed a stopgap bill that will keep the government funded through December 3rd, narrowly averting a government shutdown. The stopgap includes $28.6 billion in additional disaster relief and $6.3 billion for Afghan refugee resettlement, as requested by the Biden administration. Japan fully came out of the coronavirus state of emergency Thursday for the first time in more than 6 months. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
ABC News political reporter Matthew Dowd deleted 175,000 tweets from his account when he announced he's running for Texas Lieutenant Governor. Journalist Joe Concha with The Hill tells Fox News what he knows about the man.
This is a Republican turned Democrat. It's as if you took the Lincoln Project and made it into one person. That's Matthew Dowd at this point. Look, this is somebody who shamed Elise Stefanik, Republican congresswoman, said she got elected because of her sex and because of her gender. This is the guy who said on Twitter that most of the Catholics that he knows are mostly atheists. This is a guy who tried to dunk on Donald Trump by showing a crash that killed six people in Texas and saying, oh, is this the Trump legal team? Again, six people died in the photo that he shared. This is a guy who said that climate change would kill 100 million people this year, more than all world wars combined. Matthew Dowd is a joke. Texas knows that. And this is all a publicity stunt to bring attention to himself when he isn't on ABC News as a chief political analyst. That's called failing upwards, everybody.
Dowd will run against Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick in next year's midterm election. More than 2 weeks after Apple unveiled its new Apple Watch Series 7, the company did not issue a specific release date, saying that the device would be available later this fall. That might be changing. Front Page Tech reported on Thursday that the Series 7 would begin shipping in the middle of this month. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Success in the radio business. I guess I could say that sort of heralds my career on the radio and Jennifer's as well with Victoria and Jay. It's the DJV overview of the charts the week of September 27th to October 1st. And thanks to the help of Talkers Magazine, we have all these things that we can discuss with our own perspective, sort of puts a spin on it, is the accompanying hour with the weekly official talk radio countdown show with the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, Michael Harrison. You can find out if you're new to our program, you don't hear it during the week, you're listening to this over the weekend, you can check out the DJV program with the download at djvshow.com. We talked about things this past week like the declining fertility rates and what's going on with our population numbers and lots of good news, the focus on Britney Spears that lots of people are interested in, and Dog the Bounty Hunter continuing to try to close in on Brian Laundrie. Just some of the things that we talk about. DJVshow.com or certainly on all of our social media. at DJV Show. And the daily programming, you hear the whole thing. Full show all day, every day at DJVShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. So I want to go back, ladies, to the economy for a moment or two and spend a little time thinking about how our lives have changed and whether it's going to continue that way. There was a survey I saw done by Good Hire. Good Hire sounds like something from a James Bond movie. But at any rate, one of the surprises, or maybe was it a surprise, during the shutdown, how many more productive people, or the folks who were surveyed anyway, thought they were more productive with telecommuting. 13% said they were, or the, no, I'm sorry, the 68% of the people that were surveyed prefer working at home, and the survey suggests that there is a 13% increase in productivity. So one wonders, a lot of these, let's see, 45% of the respondents, ladies, said they'd either quit their job or search for a new one that offered remote work benefits if their employer told them that they had to come back to the office. 61% would take a pay cut if they could stay home. Let's see, 70% who would forfeit benefits even to stay at home, like retirement accounts and health insurance, that sort of thing. So there's something.
I mean, that tracks. That, you know, I'm in New Jersey. We're an hour outside of Manhattan, where pretty much everybody I know, including my husband, commutes into the city. And so when that stopped, every one of our friends, when we would talk about like the amount of work that they were doing, and I see it. You know, Lewis and I share an apartment at home, and I see him. He doesn't even eat lunch, and I have to always kind of remind him to eat food because he's just working nonstop. And let's be honest,
well, that's
when people
he loves
are in the office,
job, among other things.
Yeah, but honestly though, like I've even said to him, I said, look, if you were still in the office, let's be really honest, you'd be hanging out in your buddy's office down the hall. You wouldn't have, you know, you'd go to a few meetings, but like, and then you go out to lunch, and then that takes an hour. I mean, when you really think about how much time is wasted when you're in an office and you're in the kitchen and you're talking to people and you're hanging out and then you're online shopping, I get it. People are a lot more productive at home, and their bosses are demanding more from them. Yeah. So
there's a lot of fear-based thinking, I think, in this as well, because when you look at the survey, you dig down into it, a lot of people want to stay home because they're afraid if they go to work, they'll get COVID.
Well, still. That too, yeah, in major cities for sure.
Yeah.
I just find that the one thing with me and being at home is that because I'm like, you know, by myself and running a household, there's always stuff to be done around my house. There's never a moment where I can just sit and go, gosh, there's nothing I need to be doing right now. Like, I always have stuff that I have to do, stuff that needs to be fixed, whatever. And so when I was working at home, which I'd never really done before, I realized that I was doing a lot of that during my workday. And yeah, you kind of still get your stuff done, but the thing for me is I get distracted. Oh, I got to put laundry in, or I have to, you know, I don't know. Maybe that's just
I do that
me.
Now.
I think there's a lot of people. Exactly, there are a lot of people that I think can do it, and then there are a lot of people like me where I'm like, oh, I need to do this, I need to do that.
But just think of how many people waste hours a day on smoke breaks.
Oh, yeah, you know? That's incredibly unfair to people who don't smoke, too.
Right. And traffic. I mean, for me, living in Los Angeles, traffic.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
I'm commuting 65 miles a day, pretty much, I think, and, you know.
But wait a minute, you didn't, when you do, Jennifer does mornings on KRLA in Los Angeles, has one of the best rated morning programs there, and you have, I don't remember you ever doing that from home. Didn't you go in every day
COVID.
To the studio?
No, when I had COVID, I was out.
When
I
you had COVID.
Home.
Ah, okay,
yeah.
That's right.
But then they also kind of kept us all at home because our whole morning show got it, and so. Yeah. We were out, I think it was about 2 months total when I was working from home doing the show, yeah.
All right, moving on. Afghanistani testimony. There was a hearing, I think, this week right before Congress. And what was Millie the star of that? Who's the? I'm trying to put these two together.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
Well, there were three, actually, but it's very funny. A lot of the attention was on General Milley. It was Lloyd Austin, who's the Secretary of Defense, heads up the Pentagon. There's General McKenzie, who's the head of Central Command, and then General Milley, who is the chairman of the Joint Chiefs. And so the reason that I think there was additional scrutiny on Milley is that it came out a couple weeks ago that in the book that Bob Woodward did, Peril, that General Milley said that he called China and assured them that he would give them a heads up if Trump, like, lost, you know, went off the reservation and was trying to, like, start a war with China.
He wasn't just the only general who feared that, though.
Yeah, those this general needs to resign. Because what he did was treason. President Trump did not start a war. He had no intention of starting a war with China. I think that I wish some of our presidents would be a little more tough on China so that we wouldn't be, you know, just handing everything over to them. But in this hearing this week, and there were 2 days of it in front of the Armed Services Committee and the Senate on Tuesday and the House on Wednesday, and somebody asked him, well, if we were going to attack China again, if we were going to war, would you give him a heads up? He said yes. Now, how in the world can your top general say that you're going to give our greatest adversary on the planet a heads up if we're going to war, if we're going to war with them or if we're attacking them?
Why would you do that?
This shows to, this tells me that this guy's interests are not in the best interest of the United States.
The Chinese have gotten into the pants of so many
of everybody,
people, so
exactly
many businesses,
what I said,
so much in government.
So many
they're
people.
Everywhere. We have rolled over like a dog that wants their belly rubbed to the Chinese way of life, even. We've become socialists. And what's in it? Are the people at the top going to get a big payoff and their families are going to be living royalty forever and ever? I don't get what's the end game here.
Well, and that's exactly what I've been kind of going off on. It's like China owns Hollywood, China owns social media, China now owns our politicians, and now China is owning our generals. I mean, are you kidding me? And he had no qualms about it. And I think he was actually even given this advice by his lawyer so that he wouldn't get in trouble for the Bob Woodward stuff if somebody ever did want to hold him accountable for treason. He's like, yeah, I would give our adversaries a heads up. How ridiculous. That is going to put people, men and women in the military, who he's supposed to be protecting, along with American citizens, in total jeopardy. I mean,
all right.
Bad news.
Yeah. So those are the top four items, the ones that there was a lot of different info. I see some of the other items, like immigration reform. That's number five.
And that wasn't even on Afghanistan, by the way, with Miller. No. That was just the side story.
Right. All right. The crime numbers, the police is six, January 6th investigation. I am so tired of reading and listening and hearing about that. It is just the most boring. Nothing new comes out of all of this stuff. Number eight, all of these. The only thing that's left on the countdown, the story list, is R. Kelly being convicted. That's worth a few minutes of time, and I want to do a couple of other things, starlights, if you will, as time allows, but comments on R. Kelly convicted. How much time did he get? Doesn't he deserve to have an anchor wrapped around his ankle and just thrown into the Pacific? What is this guy? He's convicted of five different felonies, or what? Was it five? It was more than five.
It was a lot. It was like racketeering, sex crime stuff.
It's
horrible.
Life in prison for it.
Yeah. Well, 10 years to life. Like, that is a very big window.
That's a big gap.
That is a big window.
I think that was the controversy, wasn't it? The guy should be, it's life, not 10 years of life, but life.
Well, I think it's going to depend on if they have him serve out sentences concurrently or if they're going to make him do it one at a time. And that will all depend on the judge.
All right. A couple of more people from that end of the world, i.e. Hollywood, entertainment, et cetera, will do sort of the subset. From number 10, we go to number 11, the potential for number 11, especially on the people list right after this.
Over the past few weeks, I've learned how the 2021 National Coin Dealer of the Year, Mike Fulgens, of Universal Coin and Bullion, became an expert at detecting and exposing counterfeit money. I don't think people really understand the threat of those counterfeit products from China and how important it is that they protect themselves. And you're saying, look, come to people like us. You take a chance when you're just buying off the cuff and you don't know who you're purchasing from, right?
Absolutely. You don't know their expertise. You don't know their reputation. And there's a risk there. No matter what you see online that they're recommended or they got certain checks, you want to know who that person is and are they reputable? And do they have expertise over time?
So don't wait any longer. Contact Mike Fulgens. He's recognized as America's gold expert by the U.S. government and his team of professionals at Universal Coin and Bullion to own yours now. Call 1-800-UCB-GOLD. That's 1-800-UCB-GOLD.
Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that, but also the sheets and the... I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are, because they're so well-made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page. Buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com. Now 46 and change after the hour, you're listening to the overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, things people are talking about. A lot of the things are trending on social media that we focus on. And a couple of them have to do with the reality of entertainment. So I went from R. Kelly to a good story. I guess this is good. Good for Scarlett Johansson anyway. And Disney, she ate their lunch. She had them dead to rights. So not to have a trial, they agreed she wanted 50. They gave her 24. I'm talking about million. This is after they lied and tried to cheat her out of money from the Black Widow. And because she's got good lawyers, much as anything else, Disney was fawning all over her. What a wonderful actress she is. And we were, they didn't say that she was, that they were wrong. As a matter of fact, they didn't say much of anything except that they want to work together again. The chairman of Disney Studios Content said he was pleased to have resolved the dispute. If he didn't resolve it, they were going to have to, never mind $50 million, they would have paid the legal fees. They'd have been out because she was right and they were wrong. But they think because they're Disney, they can push everybody around. And I'm happy. Congratulations to Scarlett Johansson, who gets $44 million out of the Black Widow and the contract. You know, if you have a contract and the people that you signed it with are big and tough and strong and they want to say, screw the contract, this is what you're going to get. Not that $20 million is a bad deal, but that's not what they agreed to. So why should you put up? I wouldn't have put up with that. Meanwhile, speaking of making that kind of money, Daniel Craig will make that much, if not more, out of his last round as what he describes as the grumpy Bond. He was, he's all over the place.
Really straight-laced Bond,
yeah,
like that.
Right. I loved him with Judi Dench. I thought, I don't even know, why did they kill off Judi Dench? I didn't get that. She didn't want to do it anymore?
I don't know. I mean, that was a big part of that story from Skyfall. So,
right.
And then they have new M is Ralph Fiennes, slack, you know, there. But
no, but he's still not
hurt. There was so much emotion when M died as Judi Dench as M that I think you really needed it to see the real layer behind, that
humanized him a little.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. And he didn't even think he was going to get the part. He said there were so many good actors, and they said, I figured I'd just go in and check it out. So he really didn't even try, he says in the interview, because he thought, I have no chance of being 007. And in fact, a lot of people think he's been one of the best. I think the three best for me, obviously Sean Connery is number one. I think I would say that Pierce Brosnan was number two in my book.
I like
and
Pierce
Craig,
and I like Roger Moore a lot.
Yeah, Roger Moore.
Daniel Craig was not my favorite Bond. He didn't have that sparkle. He didn't have that kind of rascal sense. And he did something different with the role, which is fine. And I don't have anything personal against him. I just like the Bond that has that little sparkle in their eye. Like
he says, he'll be remembered as the grumpy Bond. He played Bond for 15 years. So there you go. Something to look forward to at the movies. And that's the end of our overview here on the DJV program. The talk radio roundup, if you will. It's 10 before the hour, ladies. Thank you. Check you in my
arms. What will you do if there's a sudden food shortage? Given recent headlines, it seems likely, and at any moment. That's why it makes common sense to build your emergency food storage supply now, while you still can. Do it with the kind of food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Food that doesn't go bad like what you get at the grocery store. Whose food should you trust? The largest preparedness company in America, My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families going on 14 years. At MyPatriotSupply.com, our mission is your survival. Our emergency food could definitely be your lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. Choose from dozens of delicious meal kits that provide over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs. Order today, and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Now 53 after the hour, time for our visitation this week. Sounds like you're in prison somewhere or in a mental institution. Let me assure you, that's not the case. Nick Miles is here from ourautoexpert.com to comment on some of the things that are important. The Cadillac Escalade hands-free driving feature. Oh, no. Tell me they're going to take that. How can I buy a Cadillac without the hands-free driving feature? What nonsense. Yeah, exactly. Yes. Take a nap on that one. How in the world are people that, is this business become that screwy that somebody wouldn't buy an Escalade because they didn't have the hands-free driving feature?
It's interesting. I mean, this is all because, you know, the chips are not happening and people are deleting things from their vehicles a lot of times because they can't have them. I mean, I have to tell you, I have the Ford version in my new Marquee GT, the Blue Cruise. And I haven't used it yet. There you go.
Yeah. Right.
So,
exactly.
And guess what? I managed to get through the first half of my life without needing it at all. So, guess what? I might probably could get through the second half without needing it. So, good luck.
You're fine. Yeah, you'll be fine.
Yeah.
Ford is already recalling the Mustang Mach-E because of a roof flying off. What in the name of heavens is this about?
Well, it's interesting because if you read the statement from Ford, it seems to be only the Canadian versions of the cars. So, hi, Canada. Good morning. The Canadians seem to be having a little problem, and it may have been the glue wasn't quite right for the Canadians. But I think, as far as I know, no Canadians are without roofs to their Mustang.
So they have a Canadian glue and they have an American glue. The cars are made here, though, right? Aren't they? Are they made in Canada?
No, they're made in Mexico.
Oh, Mexico, even better.
There yeah. So there you go. There might be half. No, the problem I think is, as far as I can ascertain, is only for those made for the Canadian market. And it may be the batch of glue that was used for the Canadian market wasn't the right one. But I can imagine that Canadian glue has to be a little stronger because Canadian winters are not as friendly as American winters, just generally speaking.
Yes, that's very true.
It's a small amount, and I feel after reading what Ford had to tell me that it's not a huge problem, but it's a problem, and they're fixing it.
All right, so speaking of Ford, are you going to Nashville, or you're in Nashville now on the Ford Maverick? Is that where you are?
Yes, I'm in Nashville. I'm in, and it's 90 degrees, goodness me, and in the 1st of October, which is gorgeous to have 90 degrees in the 1st of October. Yeah, the new little truck just came out, the new Maverick. It's a small little truck. It's the one that starts under $20,000. When did you ever hear of a brand new car, truck, or SUV starting under $20,000?
Well, when I was a kid, when cars cost $4,000.
$3,000.
I remember my father bought a 1953 Chevrolet Bel Air, and he paid $1,800 for it, and it didn't have a heater. He had to have a heater installed as an extra.
Yeah, those are the days. Well, this one does have a heater, and it does comes in a hybrid as well. It gets 40 miles a gallon. An all-wheel drive or front-wheel drive. I was very impressed by it, by the way. I think that they're going to sell boatloads. They have 100,000 people at hand raises, but you can check it out at our website. It looks really good. It drives.
CarAutoExpert.com.
Yeah.
My son has ordered. My son's getting a full-size Ford F-150 that's an electric. I think they expect to get them this fall, right? Isn't it going to be this fall?
No, this spring. They're coming in the spring. But I ordered one, but I think I'm probably at my max for cars now. I might have to slap my own hand.
How many do you have?
I have seven. Seven, street cars. That doesn't include, motorcycles and those sort of things. The biggest problem is that I see, I'm like a child in a candy store. I see something shiny, Doug, and I can't stop.
I've got a lot of trucks on the farm, but I get you beat because I have, I think I have 24 tractors. So
Doug, you have a job where it entails needing those to actually, run the farm.
Yes, make it work. Well, some of them.
Yeah.
Some of them are there for show. There's a question that was put forth this week by the AAA. Are electric car batteries bad for the environment? In fact, are electric cars bad for the environment? And I guess the answer should come from you.
Yeah, the answer is it depends how you look at it. They take a lot of elements to make out of the earth that don't make them necessarily good. So I say at this point, yes, they are bad. I would
agree with you. Electric cars, not good at all. All right, so there you have it. Another review of hot stuff from the world of the.
We know that the 1% globalist elites have hijacked and subverted the U.S. economy, culture, and government. The battle to take America back begins with Scott McKay, the Patriot Street Fighter, and his Advancing the Fork in Line tour. Now here's Scott.
Hi, this is Scott McKay, better known as Patriot Street Fighter, the high-octane, full-throttle truth hammer, and I'm bringing the Advancing the Fork in Line tour to a city near you. I and a host of other speakers will be on stage with an arsenal of issues from health rights, human rights, and the freedom given to us by the founding fathers who drafted the Constitution for the United States of America. This is a ticketed event, and you can get tickets at PatriotStreetFighter.com. I'm looking forward to personally seeing many of you there.
The Patriot Street Fighter Advancing the Fork in Line Tour tickets can be purchased at PatriotStreetFighter.com. For tour dates and information, or to purchase your tickets, go to PatriotStreetFighter.com. That's PatriotStreetFighter.com.